Hello to my dear lovely people. I apologize for not being very active. I have been writing a lot, but somehow I felt reticent about sharing my thoughts with everyone out there. But today, I feel like reading out something. Well, it's not a poem or a story, but some absolutely haphazard and random musings that I pen down in my diary every day. I'm not going to read the entirety of it, but I'm going to read some pages from it. I hope you like it. This is something very different. I'm a very private person, but today I do feel like sharing my very intimate thoughts. Some days I don't understand. They just kind of float by. I sometimes wonder, this just happens to me, or do I have companionship in my mundane misery? There are days when I feel like a butterfly, but I do have days when I feel like a wallflower in my own life. I have been a resident in this body for a pretty long time, and equally on earth. But I still do not understand what life is all about. Sometimes it feels like a utopia, but some days it just passes me by. No thoughts, no feelings, no empathy, nothing. I still am waiting for an enlightenment to strike me, perhaps to have a profound epiphany, something that would leave me wanting for more. I even thought of retiring to the hills, but I still cannot fathom an existence of self-imposed isolation. I bow down in utmost respect for the ones who are able to achieve that. But then I wonder, isn't isolation a state of being rather than living in some wilderness? I can isolate in the chaos of my own being. Can I train my mind to be in such a state? Could I ever be so detached from my own being, whom I love more than I let myself say or believe? Detachment from self is the only way to know self, is what I believe. Do we merely exist, or do we really live? How predictable and mundane life seems to me at times, I wonder. Just so consumed by the sheer clockwork mediocrity of life. I sometimes feel like a trespasser in my own life. To me, it seems we just let life pass by us. I apologize to anyone who might be subjected to, you know, listen to my somewhat jaded thoughts. But what do? I feel I have either lost or perhaps still not found the true purpose of my being or my very existence. I envy the ignorant ones who just live with no consideration for finding the purpose of life or our duty towards life. I wonder, am I wasting precious time on trying to make meaning from life or trying to figure the true purpose of my being born? How did the thinkers or philosophers or sages find their purpose? Do I also have to retreat to a forest or perhaps to an isolated cabin just like Henry David Thoreau? I wonder. I doubt if I can isolate myself ever. I sometimes romanticize the supposition, but deep down I know I'm fearful of being left alone with my thoughts. I want to continue this chain of rather banal thoughts, but I don't know if you're still interested in listening. I wonder if other people are also scared like me to be left alone with their own thoughts. The mere supposability of what I might think just scares me. Every time I convince myself to be more fearless and nonchalant with my thoughts, but I always end up disappointing myself. I wonder what Henry David Thoreau must have thought before gallivanting into the terrain of one's own thoughts. Well, I think I'm gonna stop for today. So whoever has been so patient to stay with me for almost 5.5 minutes, well, thank you so much for listening to me. And I promise I'll be more active. I'll share more. Till then, keep listening to me. I hope you all also find a true purpose and true meaning of your life. And if you know a way how to reach out to me. Thank you so much.